Five, four, three, two, one. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul here, realestatepodcastshow.com. Just doing my follow-up episode to the season premiere of my Soul Story series. And I could not believe the amount of amazing feedback I was getting from the moment it was released right up into this morning. And I want to thank you guys so much for being part of the story, because without you guys interacting with me here, none of this stuff ever becomes a story, and none of you ever get to hear what other people are going through. So as a result of this, and again a lot of other local activity that I've been handling in the last few weeks, I've got an abundance of $2, $3, and $4 million buyers who are ready, willing, and able, and looking for their dream home to move up to. So these are people with properties in the $1, $2, and probably $3 million range. That are ready to make their moves, and they need the next step up, which is the $2, $3, and $4 million properties around the city. So right now, I do not have enough inventory to show them. And my goal on the listing side is, when I have a listing, I like to have at least 10 buyers for that listing, even before we go to market. For when I'm buying properties, I want to be looking in areas where there's at least 5 or 10 suitable options for those buyers. Now, here's the best part of this podcast, and probably the reason that you're listening, is this is Set Your Dream Price September, okay? Set Your Dream Price September. It's on right now. So rather than going through, and I'll call it the game, and a lot of people, this obviously it's been in the news a lot lately in terms of how blind bidding works and the sort of chronic underpricing of properties that have been happening. I'm trying, and I've tried this before, but I don't give up, so I'm trying again to reset the expectations of all of those involved in the process and have a transparent approach to how the properties that I'm selling are sold. And still, I'm always going to be focused on breaking a sold record. That's never going to change. But what I'd like to do, and if you guys are out there and you're with me and you're thinking of making a move yourself soon, hopefully, ready to sell, either just tired of the death contract, as in the mortgage, which is actually the French definition of the word mortgage. So if you're tired of that, you're ready to break free and sell your larger property and make a move down, smaller place, condo, or even out of town. That's been a very popular formula over this year. I've been very, very blessed to be able to help several people do that. So this is Set Your Sold Price September. So this is where you meet with me. Of course, we can start it off online. As always, head over to realestatepodcastshow.com. You'll see right on the front page, just scroll down a little bit in the blogs, you'll see the link there to sign up for Set Your Sold Price September. And the reason why you want to do this is because you'd rather it makes so much more sense to be able to get, let's say your dream price was $2 million and you wanted $2 million. In a lot of neighborhoods, and this has been sort of, very much of a letdown that a lot of people have, been okay with this. But what a lot of people have done is they've actually, I've got a few very specific examples that I can even show you when we talk. But what a lot of people have done is they've had a property worth $2 million. They decided to put it out in the market at 1.5 and see what they get. And very often, when you're marketing down, which is what that is to me, when you're marketing down, you are going to capture, again, all of the buyers in that in that list price range, but you might not capture the buyers who are in the sold price range, like the actual number you want, the number that you don't want to mess around with. So if you could get 2 million, you would take it. So rather than do that, I've seen people, again, do the thing where they've underbid, and I've seen very similar homes, again, in a few different areas, just to make sure that I wasn't just seeing things, who have tried the other thing, which is what I do, or I prefer to do, when the area, and not every area supports this, by the way. That's the other thing that time has taught me, is that some areas are just stubborn to this, and obviously I'll let you know, way before we start where, you know, which way we should go. But for the areas that support this, which of course, the higher price ranges support this, and that's called the market up system. And that's basically where we set the dream price, and of course we validate that that is where the property should be sold, not some sort of made up inflated number. That's not going to happen. So we're talking about where the prices are, where the sold actual prices really are, and we work from there, and we sort of set a reasonable expectation from that number and try to mark it up, meaning that if we're looking at a $2 million sale, we're trying to focus on the $2.5 million budget buyer. And that, as I said in the beginning, is who I'm working with, between $2, $3, and $4 million up to, depending on, of course, how the sale of their house goes, which usually I'm in charge of as well. So, you know, it's a very exciting time for me. It always is. And there's always a lot of work behind the scenes. But again, I love what I do, and I love sharing these stories with you. So if you want to be part of the next big sold story, hopefully the next top sold on your street, make sure that you click on the Set Your Sold Price September link. It's a blog link right there on the page. Or, of course, as always, just email me and I will make sure you get that link. But it's never that hard to get in touch with me. Paul.Indrigo, I-N-D-R-I-G-O, at c21.ca. Thanks as always for tuning in. Hopefully you guys will have a great Thursday. And of course, enjoy the first weekend of September coming up.